It's good to be back. It's hard after being a zmanim. I feel like I could use a shmooze, but I have to do my job. I don't have a choice, so I guess it's also good to prepare a shmooze. It gets you into the inyanim. There's something I wanted to discuss. Hopefully we'll get into it over the course of the next couple weeks. It's coming into a big winter. Winter has this feeling of cold and hibernation. You know, it's a time where the outside is less inviting, and it's a time for tremendous hasmada, tremendous accomplishments. Probably the greatest achievements that Bachrim have in yeshiva are in the winter's man. There are times where I see a guy starting winter, and in the end, he's a different person. I'm jealous of that type of thing, and the winter can breed such a thing. The very idea of Hashem sort of closing us in, making it rainy outside. Snow gets us outside, but the rain keeps us in, and it's conducive to tremendous growth. And yet, I'd like to discuss a sad reality, which is I find, you know, it's hard to say goodbye to people. People come and they say goodbye. And there are certain people, they come and say goodbye and you say to them, wow, you came in like this and now you're like this and I'm so that. And then there's some guys who say they're leaving and you ask them, how long have you been here? Didn't you just get here? Like, I've been here for 3 years. Like, ah, okay, bye. The guy came in a certain way, he's the exact same guy. You know, I'm sure he learned got a few mitzvahs of Talmud Torah here and there. But it was a very sad situation. It's like almost awkward that he's leaving because he even was here for so long. It's not like if he was just in here, you know, been there, done that, came to did the Israel experience for a year, but he was here for a while. Ugh. And in and out, of course, some growth, I'm sure the Rabbeinu Shalom knows, could be incredible growth, but there could have been so much more. It's such a sad situation. And at the beginning of winter's mind, we have to try to rectify this problem in some way and try to find out what we can do to change the situation. So we'd like to discuss laziness. That's what we're going to be discussing, the Midah of Atzlus. We're going to try to learn this as we try, as always, to learn it be'iyun, to understand what's going on. The idea of a lazy person, when you're in high school, it's fine to be lazy. I mean, I shouldn't say it's fine. I don't want them to, you know, put this in high schools. All the kids are going to listen to this. Rabbi Stark from Israel says you can be lazy in high school. But it happens. You know, there's something called Chatas Ne'urim. There's living as a young kid, and you're just sort of like coasting or whatever and waiting for something, light bulb to turn on in your head that you're going to do something with your life. And nobody really gets too frustrated with themselves when they're lazy in high school. Why? Because life didn't really start yet. It's hard to really feel that way. However, without kimat any exception, I hope there's no exception to this, there's no one who gets to our age who's not frustrated with their laziness, who's not looking at it, and even if they can't verbalize it and they still have this macho type of attitude, like they're deciding to sleep till 12 or they're deciding to just look in outer space for 4 hours on end. But inside, it's very, very painful for them because life has begun. They feel now that they're out of high school, they're starting, and they feel like they can't. It's almost like they feel they're handicapped. And it's a Gaon in Mishle. The Gaon says in Mishle Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, Misave ve'ayin nafsho atzel. A lazy person has desires. Whoa, you need Shlomo Melch to tell you this. He actually has dreams. He has aspirations. Misave. He has so much he wants to do with his life. If you would sit and interview him, he would go on and on about his aspirations. Misave. The ayin nafsho. But he's left with absolutely nothing. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, Misave the ayin nafsho atzel. The lazy person has dreams, but feels shot down by himself, because he's left with nothing. But nefesh charutzim, a go-getter, A charetz is the go-getter. Tidushan is not just getting what he wants, says the Vilna Gaon over here. He has something called tidushan. Tidushan means his bones are fat. He feels full. Says Shlomo HaMelech, based the way the Gaon is explaining over here, that lazy people are always feeling disappointed with themselves in a big way. And there are people who are go-getters who not only feel like they've done something themselves, but he says, from the Lashon Tedushan Etzem, which means you feel so full. There are people who are accomplishing and feel they're on the top of the world. And these two groups are polar opposites. You've got the guys who are just not making the cut, and you've got the guys who feel full. I don't know if you ever felt that feeling, full. It's hard to explain, not after a steak. It's a certain feeling of accomplishment, like, yes, I did something. I feel full. It's geschmack. You know how much a lazy person would love to feel that feeling? And he doesn't. And it's sad. When you're young, it's cute. But when you get older, it's sad. Because he has the same desires as everybody else. And yet it's just not, it's not happening. And this is perhaps the most important midah. Rav Yerucham writes that the greatest koach hatumah in the world is inactivity, is laziness. I had a kasha in the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim says something a little too dramatic for me. I take the Mesillas Yesharim very seriously. The guys in the chabur will tell you. Every word of his has to be measured and exact and the way it should be. And in the beginning of the Sefer, he talks about a guy who's not careful being over on Los Ases. He just wants to like wing it and see what will happen. He goes into a Shabbos without knowing Hilcha Shabbos, and he wants to just try to go through life like that. So, what are the odds that he'll make it? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Sakanosoi Kroiva Me'atalasa. He's playing Russian roulette, right? Because it's possible he'll make it through, but he says he's like on a riverbank, a blind guy on a riverbank. He's very, 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 very risky over here. It's Russian roulette. But the Lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim is, he can make it through. I'm just being medayek. Sakhanaso krova me'atzalaso. He's playing Russian roulette, but it's possible to make it through a Shabbos knowing absolutely nothing and somehow make it, whoo, we made it through. Didn't do anything wrong. Possible. Highly unlikely, but it's possible. But then I have a question. I think there's a poor editing job over here in the Mesillas Yesharim. Because when he talks about getting mitzvos, going out there and doing something with your life, he says somebody who doesn't do the midah of zrizus, which is the next midah here. The first midah is to be careful and watch out for things. Learn about what's dangerous in life. There, Russian roulette, it's possible to make it. Here, he says, whoever is not misgaber al tivoy, imu maniach atzmo biyad kvedusa, if he leaves himself with his heaviness, vadai hu shelo yatzliach, he definitely will fail. That's too dramatic for me. Why don't you just say that Russian roulette thing again? If he just lets himself coast, then, you know, maybe he'll get lucky, he'll win the lottery, something, I don't know. It's a risk. The answer is pashut, Rabosai. In terms of the first sugya is just not to do something wrong, so it could be you'll make it through, you'll somehow make it out. But if the issue is doing something with your life, if you stay in your regular situation of just sitting there, then your life will be a big sitting there. It's mathematically impossible to do anything if you don't move. Somebody who doesn't move will definitely fail. It's logical. You don't need me for that. Because if you're talking about a life that requires movement, if you don't move, it ain't happening. And so it's a definite failure. Someone who does not work on this has no hope. There's no possibility of success. So what happens over here? We have a battle. We have a battle within us. Our conscience, which is very much wants to succeed and has dreams. So what happened over here? The Malbim tells us in Vayikra, Aleph Dalet, he says there are two things that a person has in life. They have something called Ratzon, which is desire, which is an intellectual type of thing. What they would like to do, what they believe is right in their life. And he says almost always that should have no negative connotation because everybody wants to be a good boy. And he says then there's something called Chefetz. Chefetz is what this part of me wants to do. Not this part, but this part of me. And this part of me has a lot to say. and he's not always interested in my dreams. And every morning when a person wakes up, a person definitely wants to approach the day properly. He definitely wants to get up. He wants to with his ratzon. But then his body says, and it's even worse if someone's trying to get you up. Then you're like, and if it's your wife, you're, and she's saying, who did I marry? He didn't talk about this in Shidduchim. The guy's not moving. But what happened? You really are a good guy. Yeah, the pshat is you have no ratzon. You have no willpower. What does it mean, willpower? Ratzon means will. It means your ratzon has to overpower the other parts of you. When a person feels like they're not accomplishing, they have to scream at this part of their body and say, stop being lazy. I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to be a loser. Get out of here. Stop. Get up already. And it's not just talking about getting up in the morning. It's attitude of every part of our existence. There are parts we're just being lazy about everything. We sit and say, we finally get here and we're like, and then our Avrek trying to talk to them, like, oh, Beishamai, Beit Hillel, what's this guy talking about? And then he gets a coffee, and then it's a certain inactivity. This could go on for months. And then you look at your winter, and you're a big zero. It's scary. I don't know how someone doesn't jump after such a situation. Going on and on with no productivity? It's literally a total disaster. It's kedai to get drunk to forget about such a situation. I'm not telling you to get drunk. I'm just telling you if somebody after 10 years wakes up with this, they should maybe just have a bottle. I don't know what to tell them. Because it's true. What happened? It's nothing. Nothing took place. But someone with willpower who has a rutz and says, I must do this, and they plow through. There are going to be a lot of times in winter that it's extremely difficult. And you're going to kick and scream and say, I don't want to do this. If you're normal, you will say that. But then you have to say to yourself, but I don't want to be a loser. And this is the battle that a person has with laziness. And it's an enormous battle. It's an enormous struggle. And really the site of all life, of all living, is movement. Rav Yerucham brings from the Chovas Havavas. The Chovas Havavas says, an amazing line. He says that the plia of the Chachma Elokis, the most wondrous thing that you could see in the world, where you see the Chemla of the Borei, that how great Hashem was and merciful for giving us this, is the idea of Tua, of movement. He says movement is the greatest gift given to mankind. He says, Kol tnu asecha niksharos b'chefetz habore, every movement that a person makes, everything in the Bria, the trees are moving, the clouds are moving, the ocean is moving, there's movement. Movement is life. And he says, someone who understands the secret of movement, the Chovas Havavos says, understands the very nature of what Hashem did when he created us. Hashem created movement. That's what Hashem had in mind. And Rav Yerucham takes this like a real Baal Musa. He says, oh my goodness. He says, if the movement in the world, movement, all types of movement, is how Hashem shows himself in the world. He says, the seat of Tumah in the entire world, the worst thing possible, is inactivity, is atzlus, is laziness. It's totally antithetical to what Hashem put us here for. Hashem put us here for movement. I was giving a Dvar Torah by my sukkah. My mom, my mom has a PhD in molecular biology, so it's hard to, usually it doesn't cross paths, but here I was talking about the mobility sugya from Elul, how dirt doesn't move. And she said to me, I said the word matter doesn't move. She says, that's not so pashut. She says, all matter is in flux. It's always moving. All molecules are in flux. So I explained to her why it's not a stira. But Lamaisa, she's right. She's right. There is nothing that exists today that's not in flux, that's in movement. If something's not moving, it's dead. And when it's us, it's very sad. The metzias of life, the whole idea of life, is to move. And Rav Yerucham says something that blew me away. There are a few times where I get, wow, he changed my life. I've always thought that the reason why Afar, we talk about the all the different parts of the of creation. There's fire, there's wind, right? Esh, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. And we talked about how Afar, dirt, is the source of laziness. I always thought, and I thought it was Mavur in the Mesillas Yesharim this way, because dirt is heavy, right? That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says, Kvedas. He says something more. He says, that's child's play. You want to know what dirt really is? Why is dirt caused your laziness? He says, the idea of dirt, of Afar, is that it doesn't want to be changed. Whenever you take something, you take dirt, and you have to push it into a certain shape, this, like that, and this, and that, and you have to form it. And it's rejecting that. It doesn't like to have a tzura. It likes to stay the way it is. Not because it's heavy, because its consistency is one, that it likes to just be where it is. What are you doing to me? Water, no problem. You pour it into a cup, it's the shape of a cup. Right? Fire, it's a gas, no problem. Ruach, that's even easier. Air, just, we'll make a little air bubble, no problem. Air goes, this dirt, it doesn't want to change. And that's the way we feel in the morning. That's the way we feel all the time. It's not just that we don't like activity. We're getting stuck. We're getting stuck and we're buying into it. There's a certain part of us that doesn't want to advance. But that part of us is not on our team, and it makes us feel like dirt, no pun intended, after 6 months of no productivity. That is the Yetzer Hara called Atzlus. That's what he's trying to do. And when a person lives with an understanding of movement, that there's always opportunities, that is the reality. It has to be that way, that every moment has an opportunity. The Gaon says in Mishlei, on the Pasuk, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkov, how long will the lazy one sit in bed? Says the Vilna Gaon. He says, we have a Mishnah in Shas. In Pirkei Avos, I wouldn't ask this question because I'm not the Vilna Gaon, but he asked this question. It says, Im lo akshav, emasai. If not now, when? So I think that's a pretty good Mishnah. Says the Gaon something that I find to be a little bit interesting of a question. He says, why doesn't it say, Im lo hayom, emasai? If not today, when? Interesting question. What's this akshav business? What are we getting? So it's true, in general in Shas, we talk about days. We're not so dramatic. Akshav, you know, seize the moment. Achshav, sells the Vilna Gaon, if somebody wants to understand the idea of being active, the idea of fighting laziness, it's about understanding every moment. Now there's something to do. Now. Every time there's a now, I go, later. We do this all the time. You want to call a person? Later. You want to do this? Later. There's just later, 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 later. Now! The Yisoid is Imloi Akshav Emasai. Every moment of our existence in Olam Hazeh has an opportunity that has to be seized. And if you just say later, you lost the game. Hopefully you'll get into the next round. Maybe you'll get some extra points to make up for what you did. But at the end of the day, you lost that round. Every moment has an opportunity. Guess what? Going to bed could also be an opportunity. If it's time to go to bed and you pick the right time, that's appropriate. We're not talking about just the whole day. You know, you're just all day activity. It's just, you're doing something. When you're going to bed, you're doing something. You're not just sitting in your bed like, just sitting there for hours on end. I'm thinking. What are you thinking about? Like, you want to be chulik on Einstein's equal MC squared? I'm working on it. But this is what we're doing. We're missing these moments, and they can't be taken back. And the Vilna Gaon says it's not about days. It's about now. A person who lives with an akshav and an akshav and an akshav and an akshav, now, he's somebody who's impressive and you'll see it on him. And who doesn't want to be like that? Who doesn't want to seize the moment? And someone comes out of their shmooze, shrugs their shoulders, they're a loser. Everyone knows it. Because at the end of the day, they'd like to accomplish, they just want to like forget this whole thing. But at the end of the day, a person has to build that rutzen, build that frustration, build that understanding that this is what creates success. Creating success is, I don't want to be here right now, and I'm still here. It's not about enjoying, it's about enduring when you hate being here. I hate this right now. I hate Night Seder. I'm exhausted. I'm still here. I want you to know, I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I really find it hard to be here at night. I get up very early. very early. And I come here, and it's painful for me to be here at night. But I still do it, and I love it. Is it a stira? Absolutely not. It is not a stira, because there's so much to do at night. And it's not, I'm clear at that time, it's not that I'm overtired, it's just painful. It's painful. But the mitzvah is that a person has to have activity. You know, they always taught me that there are no extra words in Psukim and no, you know, it doesn't say in Bereishis anywhere. Avraham got up in the morning and he said to Sarah, good morning. Do you think that Avraham said good morning to Sarah? I think so. Why doesn't it tell us in the Chumash that it says that he said good morning to his wife? It would be great for Shalom Bias, right? What's for breakfast? You'd see how, you know, I'm sure he had breakfast too. Maybe that's like heretical or something, but I'm pretty sure that they had breakfast in the Avram Avinu home. Why doesn't it discuss it in the Torah? You know why? Very simply. The Torah was written by Hashem, and it only gives us the parts of Avram's life that are relevant to our life, okay? That's obvious. So on that premise, I'd like to ask you a basic question. There's an interesting pasuk in Vayera. Avraham finds these three people that he basically thinks are Arabs. He's washing off Avodah Zarah from their feet, right? He tells them to come and have Achnasas Orchim in his house. He's being machnas them. Then, Vayimaher Avraham El Sarah. He runs to the, he quickly goes to the house, to the tent of Sarah. Vayomer, and he says to her, Mahri, quick, time is of the essence. Prepare the danishes, prepare the beds. We have guests. Now, if I did this at home, this would be dangerous. You know why? Because my wife would take a peek into the dining room. See there? There are three guys who look like they're here to clean the air condition and the plumbing, whatever. And like, time is of the essence. Quickly. What is going on over here? And Hashem wants this here. This is the only dialogue like this in the kitchen. You know, this is worth a lot. Here we've got the kitchen talk. Whoa, calm down, Avraham. Like, what's going on? And Sarah hopped right away. Yeah, sure, Mahari. What's pshat? Pshat is Avraham knew that now is the time for Achnasas Orchim. And this is always the way it was in their house. I don't know how fast things move there, but they move fast all the time. They were grabbing moments, as it says in Bamidbar Rabbah, based on a pasuk in Shoftim, the wife of Manoach. It says over here that she ran. And it says, Kol Masei Tzadikim B'mehiris. All the actions of Tzadikim are in a rush. Not in a rush that's sloppy. In a methodical rush. In a calculated rush. But they're trying to get as much as they can. They're trying to get every moment. And yes, in Avraham Avinu's house, time was of the essence because there's Achnasas Orchim to do. There was a lot of things like this. And that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is a person has to realize the value of moments. There's a very painful Mishnah. Many of us have heard of the Mishnah, Kina, Taiva, and Kavo take a person out of the Olam. Motzina, Samina, Olam. Take you out of the world, right? A person's filled with jealousy, and they're filled with issues of honor and Taivas. They can't function in the world. I have another Mishnah for you, which is a very close type of Mishnah. It's saying the same thing, Motzi Mina Olam. What does it say over here? Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus says Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Shena shel Shachris, sleeping in the morning, V'yayin shel Tzaharayim, and drinking in the afternoon, V'sichas Yiladim, and kids' conversations, V'yeshivas Bati Kinesio shel Ame Oretz, and get-togethers of total ignoramuses, Amaratzim, Maitzien Esa Adam Bina Olam, takes a person out of the world, a new one. We should put this up. People don't know about it. What's going on over here? What's this Motzian Asadu Min HaOlam? Let's look into these things. What are these things? So, Lemaisa, Shena Shel Shachris. Says Rashi, if you didn't think Rashi could relate to you about morning sleep, says Rashi, what is Shena Shel Shachris? Arevalo, it's Gishmak. That's Rashi. It's Gishmak. That's what it is. It's Gishmak. But a person who's sleeping at that time, he's somebody who has no appreciation for a day. Yayin shel tzaharayim, drinking in the afternoon. It's an opportune time to be doing something, and he's shutting down. he's shutting down. A person sleeping at Shacharis, drinking at Tzaharayim. Sleeping, the word Shena comes from the word Yashan, which is old, stale, the two words. People who sleep a lot, life is stale by them. They're not choosing to sleep. They don't have a proper understanding of what to do. The sleep is an illness. It's an illness by them. In high school, it was fun. They are frustrated by it. You think people like, after 3 years, leaving a place and going, I just seem to have slept. If even when I was awake, I was asleep. Shena shel shachris, yayin tzaharayim, sichas yiladim. Still talking about the same things you did when you were little. Okay, I'm not going to embarrass anybody here, but let's go over the things that you talked about when you're little and see if they've changed. I'm going to leave it up to your creativity, what I'm talking about, but see if these, no, because it's, I talk about it much more sophisticated now. You know, he's definitely the MVP. Last year I held this guy was the MVP. But I'm not saying, it's not a dig on sports, but you haven't advanced, you're still talking about these things. It's not a good sign. It means you haven't developed. If you're still talking about the same things, it means you're stuck. Even though you think you got out of bed, you're lazy also. It's a form of inactivity. Still talking about the same things, at least minimize. Talk about something else. Let's see some vitality, some existence over here. Bate kinesio shalamaratzim. Bate kinesio shalamaratzim is people who get together for absolutely nothing. There's a kinesia. The word kinesia is when there's a focus. You know, like they call an asifa here. People get together for a reason. Amaratzim get together for nothing. They get together and go, hey, how you doing? And he goes, hey, how you doing? And then they talk about this. And then they go home. They get together for nothing. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's motzi lemeina olam. They don't have a license to live. Pshat over here is they don't deserve a day of life. Sleeping in the morning. Game zone in the afternoon. Sorry for the slip. Game zone in the afternoon. Getting together for absolutely nothing. What's going on? And nobody could possibly like this existence. No one could possibly like it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says a very interesting thing. It's a pasuk in Iyov, Rabosai. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam amel nivra. A person, this is a strange Gemara, I'm warning you. Kol adam la'amel nivra. Every person was created to work. It's a pasuk. Ki adam la'amel yulad. A pasuk in Iyov. Okay, now what are we supposed to do? So now we're going to sing Ashrei Misha Malav Atayra. No, it doesn't work like that in the Gemara yet. There's a process. The Gemara says, Eni yodea im la'amel pen nivra im la'amel malacha. Maybe he should speak a lot. He should work on speaking. Ba 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 ba. Speak a lot. Or he should work on malacha. Maybe he should build buildings. Maybe he should have, big plantations. Then the Gemara brings a raya that, no, he should speak a lot. Then the Gemara says, should he schmooze a lot? La'amel sicha? Or should he learn a lot? The Gemara says, no, he should learn a lot. Lo yomash sefer ha-Torah zemipicha. What kind of Gemara is this? This is like, you know, imagine I would have a conversation with you about this and I was busy. I'm supposed to be the Bashkiach and I'm busy saying, should you blabber your whole life? Let's think. Should you just do worthless malacha? Let's think. What's going on over here? And then finally, we should learn. I know one thing over here in this Gemara. Iyov said a chiddush. Iyov said one thing that we know for sure in this Gemara, is that you have to do something with your life. Maybe, build. Be a major famous architect. Go around the world and do all sorts of things. Maybe, amel sicha. Maybe become a talk show host. A radio show host. Have opinions on things. And finally, Torah. But the one thing is clear. Sitting in bed, it doesn't say, Rabosai. Today we're maybe being medayik in what the Gemara does not say. We know that Eos says the secret to existence is moving and shaking. Everything else is not life. If a person does it with his mouth, he did something with his life. He might have done the wrong thing with Maskanas Gemara. If he builds a lot of buildings, he did something with his life. But not doing anything, sometimes you speak to people, they're coming to yeshiva, you ask them, what do you like to do? He says, argue with Rabbeim. Okay. Kill cats. Okay. Fine. Then there are other guys, you go, what do you like to do? Why are you coming to yeshiva? I'm Jewish. My parents thought it was a good idea. I didn't have any. Here. Who would you rather work with? Any day I'd take the first guy. The second guy's dead, Rabotai. Jewish. Life! Energy! Movement! Somebody who has movement can get somewhere in life. People who are just like, nothing? There's no such thing as a successful person like that. It can't be. The Mesillas Yesharim says he will for sure fail. Someone with energy who's moving and shaking, guess who was the first one to see an interest like that? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish, okay? Reish Lakish, I'm not going to tell you what he was like. He was a pirate, crazy situation. I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to read up on your own, okay? And he says to Rabbi Yochanan, your beauty is for ladies. Can you imagine saying that to the Gadol Hador? And you know what he says to him? Your spunk is for Torah. And they became best buddies. What happened over here? Rabbi Yochanan saw activity. He saw vitality. This is what we must have in life. Atzlus is this midah that wants us to become a dinky nothing. And we're going to work on trying in details of how to get out of this thing. But first, the diagnosis, Rabosai. The diagnosis is worth most. People say, now how do I work on it? The diagnosis is everything. Once you see how ugly this thing is, I don't want to be that. But we will work, Be'ezrus Hashem, on how to deal with laziness, not just in body, but in thought. We'd be surprised how lazy our brains are, how lazy our mentality is, how lazy our all the different things our chesed is. And Be'ezrus Hashem, we'll do something.
That was an active shoot.
Right here and dear to my heart.
Yeah, Shikok, I want to see next week how you're going to top this.
What's your name?
Big Joy.
Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
From Flatbush.
You here visiting? Or?